Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Monday evening. It's our new time from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael T, your friend, your homie, your road dog, your coach. Ladies, your chocolate drop. I'm here with my wonderful and phenomenal co-host.
Amira Ryans, the candy girl of comedy. What's up, y'all?
Amira Ryans, the candy girl of comedy. Amira, listen, it's good to have you back. You feeling all right? Amira, everything good?
Yes, much better. Last week I was sounding like a dragon.
But now you sound like the candy girl of comedy. It's good to have you
right.
Back, Amira. Damn right. Listen, Amira, I've been following you on Facebook, and I see that you've been on your grind with the comedy. I think you were in Atlanta last week. Is that correct?
Yes. I was over at the Uptown Comedy Corner, and I was at a club called the Atlanta Comedy Store. It travels around. It was at the Karma Club out there in Atlanta. I had a ball. That's why I was hoarse.
I saw the pictures of me, you know, on your grind, making the comedy thing happen. Listen, and as I've always said, I appreciate you as my co-host. It's good to have you. I'm getting good feedback. So, Mary, listen, we about to get this show started tonight. Before we do, I'm going to invite everyone. I'm calling all the brothers tonight. Call in to listen in. Call in to comment. 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I'm also calling all the ladies tonight. Brothers, I'm calling you because tonight's topic is African-American men and the challenges of dating. Ladies, I'm calling you tonight so that you can learn from us as we discuss the struggles that we are having as we seek to date, to commit to, and maybe even to marry African-American women. Let me just say also, I want to invite you who are listening tonight to become a follower of the show. Please go to our show page. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Go to our show page and click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. Finally, go to that same show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. And if you want to send us a message, then simply click on the message button. As we do every week, we review, just take a few moments and review the topic of last week's show or the previous week's show. So last week, Amira, the topic was African-American women and the challenges of dating. I want to say thank you to Nikki who called in, and actually we basically had an on-air conversation talking about this topic for the entire show. And so, Amira, I want to hear from you. Tell our listening audience, as we review briefly the topic for last week's show, what are some of the challenges that African-American women face as it concerns dating men?
It's usually that it's more women out here than it is men. So men got a ratio of like 20 to 1. I don't care where you go. So you always have that in the back of your mind. Then it is status sometimes. You know, or, you know, do you work or are you just trying to live off of me? You know what I mean? Let's get some shit straight first. And, you know, and then it comes down to intimacy and communication. A lot of people, and I'm not going to just say brothers, a lot of people can't communicate. And if you can't have, if you don't have communication, what do you have?
So, Mira, you raised two things. Number one, the brothers who are basically looking for a piggy bank or an ATM machine in their girl, right?
I mean, there's some brothers out here that do that, that want, you know, I mean, that live off of sisters. You know what I mean? And then it's some brothers out here that work hard that can't communicate. You know what I mean? They got the bomb job, got everything else going for them. They look good, smell good, take care of their You know what I mean? But we're open. So I'm just saying, it just depends. You asked me to give you a few topics, and that was it. Now, within those topics, you know what I mean, it could be a whole bunch of, you know what I mean, pinpoints and highlights and all kinds of good stuff. But I leave it there, yeah. Those are a few of the, I would say, top three challenges that women face out here being single.
Now, Amir, I want to create a segue into the topic for tonight. So, Amir, do me a favor. I want you to give the brothers who are listening tonight three pointers about how to communicate to our women. Because I think you're on to something. This show is to be entertaining as well as informative. So from your perspective as a woman of color, what can our brothers do, or three things that we can do, and I'm listening too, in order to communicate better with our women?
I am no expert. Let me just put that out there. I am no expert. I have no idea. All I could say for me, the things
for
that
you.
I've encountered.
Talk to me.
And the things that I've encountered is most men don't want to commit. They don't want to know that. You know what I mean? I don't care. Most women go into it for a purpose. You know what I mean? And we just, it's for a purpose. Damn, am I going to date you and we just going to have an understanding, or, you know what I mean, I'm going to be your wifey, or, you know what I mean, or is this secret to you? They don't tell, you don't know what's going on. What are we? Most women say that to men at some point in the relationship. What are we? Do we go together? Are we friends? Because
right.
They don't
Where
talk.
Where are we going with this?
It's not clearly defined. That's the number one problem that I've encountered with men. And then us as women, we get frustrated because then it come off as bickering, or we hovering or overpowering, we loud and bossy, and that's what black women get labeled. It's not always that. It's sometimes open your mouth, dude. Define, look, ma, this is what it is. You know what I mean? This is where we at with this. I ain't ready to go no further. I ain't trying to string you along. I dig spending time with you. We have a good time, all that. I ain't trying to get married no time soon. You see, you done defined. Now you done defined some shit. Now it's my decision to say, is that what I'm looking for? Okay, at least, you know, and then you can say, no, I'm looking for a marriage. I might be a chick that's looking like, no. I thank you for explaining that. I appreciate that and respect that, but that's not what I'm looking for. Otherwise, as a female, you deep in some shit. You know what I mean? Feelings going on, y'all sexing. You don't know what the hell.
Listen,
needs to be defined.
All in my topic, man. You all in my topic. Listen, I'm going to pause you just for a second. See, Amira, it's the fire that you bring that I love. Listen, we got a caller. So I'm going to take this caller. Then we'll come back. I'm going to take a musical break, and we'll be back. Listen, everybody, you're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, who's on fire tonight, my co-host.
Amira Ryan's the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's up, y'all?
All right, so listen, let me take this caller, and let's keep this conversation going. Hello, caller. You are on live on Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, is this, am I on, Mike?
Yes, you are. Who's
okay, my name is Russ. And
hey,
I'm calling from Somerset, New Jersey. I just recently communicated to you on the inbox, but
yes, you did. Thanks for calling, but please say hello to me, right?
Hello, how you doing there, good brother?
It's good, sister. It's a
mirror. No, wait. Now, see, that's the bullshit I get over the phone. I already get yes. Well, if I sound like a man, did I at least sound gay? That sound like a gay man that has something in there, Tinkerbell, something going on.
hey, Russell, let me say this, man, before you comment on it.
I start off on the bad foot here.
I love it. I start my comedy off with that shit. Like, I promise you, I am not a man.
Listen,
your voice is
raspy.
That's all. My apology.
Yes, sir, all day over the phone. I love it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah,
Russell,
my apology.
Now, Russell, it's okay, man. Let me just say this. And on a light note, man, because, you know, we're having fun tonight. We're definitely getting – we're going to be informative. We want to be entertaining. If you follow Amira Ryans on Facebook, brother, I guarantee you, she is all woman. So that said, man.
And you know what? When I get off this phone, I'm going to do just that. Yeah.
You got to do it, bro. You better friend her, man. I'm telling you, Amira Ryans, R-Y-A-N-S. Listen, so Russell, listen. Thank you so much, sir, for calling in tonight. What is your question or comment?
Well, I like to say, you know, she brought up a couple of good points, you know, about marriage and, you know, people having the different agendas. And, you know, one of the challenges that I used to have, and I see that that is quite prevalent with a lot of men in relations, African-American men in relationships, is, you know, we kind of tend to make it up as we go along, and we see a young lady, and we just look at her strictly from a physical perspective, and we're responding primarily from our senses. And the senses,
yes,
just like our emotions, are very deceptive. And so we see the big butt, the big boobs, the hair in blowing in the wind, the heels, and all this other kind of stuff. And we say we want that. And the problem that I've had in the past, I mean, I've changed that, but, you know, when I was younger, and what I still see a problem with a lot of men is that they think with their lower head instead of the head on their shoulders, okay? The
exactly.
Head on your lower head has basically two purposes, gratification and urination. That's it. Okay? That's a very That's a very limited perspective. Gratification, and when that's over, it's just urination. And then you take that mindset into a relationship, and now all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, sleeping next to a person or possibly having a child, and you find that you don't have anything in common with that person because you sought them with just a strictly gratifying purpose, okay? And you never took the time to think, you know, well, what is it that I want? See, the woman is not the problem, in my opinion. It's the guy. When he comes to the relationship, he comes with an agenda. And then when he comes with a bad agenda and it doesn't work out, he projects that negatively onto the woman. No. If you have your head together, you have an idea of where you want to go in life. You know, you have a vision for your life. You have some goals, some purposes, whether it be buy a house, buy a car, go to school, whatever. Even if you just want to date, if you have a mindset about where you want to go, that should be the way you choose a woman, not just because she's a woman, you know, so that the woman that you choose is tied into your purpose, and that will reduce some of the conflict and some of the drama, some of the baby mama drama in the single female-headed households because we just don't align ourselves with any woman. Every woman is not for every man. I think that all women are good and all women have good in them. Every woman is not for every man. You know what I mean?
I
a lot of men, we just go after women recklessly, and we align ourselves, and then it doesn't work out. Do we want to blame the woman? No, that woman wasn't for us.
Yeah, and it usually ends with the woman pregnant and then the man mad, like, I ain't know this chick was crazy and she taking you through. Well, you laid down. You didn't get to know. That boggles my mind when dudes, I know a few dudes like that. I ain't know she was like, well, how long did you know her before you knocked her up? We together a couple months? For real? You thought you knew her in a couple months? No, boo-boo, you got what you deserved. And guess who suffer? It usually be the children who suffer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unfortunately, and that's usually how I get down. And all I'm saying is men, and it's women too. Women loose as hell.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to sit here and even try to play the fence. There's some loose-ass chicks. I witness it all the time. Loose, don't got no class and cool. This generation out here, nuts. I don't have no understanding. They do the most, okay? No understanding. So, I mean, you got to be of a certain type of class and structure and some type of morality as a woman also out here. Because if you carry yourself loose and all over and giving it, that's what you're going to attract.
Right,
and
right.
I'm not even saying that when you classy, listen, I'm not even saying that classy women don't attract that because I'm always amazed when a bum with no teeth and a bottle of wine running up to me. I'm like, for real, so you really thought, like, you really, for real, what made you get the balls to make you think For real? You really for real? So it, as a woman, I'm just saying women also need to take responsibility the way they carry themselves, okay, and what
Absolutely.
We put out there. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. I'm going to respond just real quickly. Can I respond, Mike?
Oh, of course, Russell. We appreciate you calling in. We appreciate what you said so far. Please respond.
Yeah. You're right. It's a dual responsibility. Just quickly, I got a book out there, and I'm just going to keep it real simple. My book is called Stuck in Maleness, and the subtitle is a book written for and about African-American men. And I deal with this topic, this issue of one of the topics I deal with in this is relationship. And it's a dual responsibility. You know, us as men, we got to get clear in our heads about this manhood thing. We think manhood, you know, is just materialism, you know, the physical aspects, you know, the gratifying aspects. And so we got to up our manhood game and focus on character. And at the same time, you know, women, and I point some of this out in the book, they got to raise their standards on what they're willing to accept from a man. You know, they just can't let guys come in with the okey-doke game, you know, because he looked good, he got the waves and the iPhone and the Tims and, you know, a pretty smile and take them to the cleaners, you know what I mean? So, you know, women have to up their standards and require more of men when they come to the table.
Russ, I like that. So to summarize, I think what you said is that the challenges that African-American men have is really the challenge within ourselves to be about purpose and to be clear with a woman what it is we're about, correct?
Exactly.
Let me just say something real quick before I forget. And to women, and to go to women, raise our standards, well, damn. I mean, if that was the case, it would be a whole bunch of lonely, because, I mean, damn, the standards that we got to deal with, like, I brought that up a few weeks ago. You can have a college degree. My girl's got a master's degree. You know what I mean? Are you going to deal with the dude that at least got a job and trying? He just got out of jail. He got kids. You love him. He flipping birds at McDonald's. At least that dude trying. At least that not going to try. But would you, if you got a master's. So, and I got to say, and these are statistics. These are the things that I know that have been studied, is that more black women have higher education than black men. So when you say set your standards, well, aren't they already by us black women having a higher education than black men and still marrying, you know, and still having big, like, so it's so uneven to say that. That's why I'm saying it's just fucked up.
Well, let me just say this to you. Yeah,
Russell, please respond.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you about the, you know, there being a higher number of, you know, educated, you know, African-American women. That's been a trend that's continuing to rise since back in the 60s, you know. You know, what I see here is that, you know, being educated, you know, getting your college degree or training in different areas, doesn't necessarily, when I say your character standard. There's a lot of good men out there, whether they come out of jail or whether they're flipping burgers. I mean, look at the character of an individual. You know, does he have a job? Very important. Does he have the ability to provide?
Yes.
Does he have structure in his life? Does he get up every morning? Does he pay his bills? He may not be able to compete with you, but he's willing to contribute. You understand what I'm saying? He treats you right. He may not be able to buy you a dozen roses, but he brings you a rose because he's thoughtful.
I say it all the time. I ride the bus with my man. If I know you my man and you ain't out here with everybody else, you everybody else man, and you're trying,
right.
I ride the bus with you. I walk a country map. But that don't – when do that – like that's some dream land. I'm in fantasy world. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's sad to even say that, but
right.
It's true.
And the thing is that you don't have to, and men have to understand, they have to stop trying to be in competition with women. See, part of the problem is, you know, a lot of us have a very insecure, watered-down version of what it means to be a man. It's based on money, on things. And so when we don't have that money, those things, we feel insecure, you know. And so when we come in contact with a person that has confidence, that has a goal and vision for their life, and they're working and doing things, a lot of guys get intimidated. You know, they feel threatened because that person has structure, discipline going on in their life. You know, it's not about that. You know, stop hating on women. Get yourself together. Start from where you are. Get your little job. Start paying some bills, you know, on a simple scale. And that's the reality. There's a lot of discrimination against African-American men out there. You know, there's this, you know, behind-the-scenes focus to, that targets us and locks us up, and we get a record, and now we can't get a – it really creates some challenges. So we have to go at this manhood thing different. Women have to look at how they deal with men different. Okay, there's the ideal, and then there's the reality of the circumstances. You know, we got to come together.
I agree with that. And listen, it was also a statistic real quick that we looked up that when African-American men do decide to go out there and get a job, guess what? They still make more money than the educated black women. Am I right or wrong, Michael? Didn't we look these statistics up?
You're right. Two or 3 weeks ago, Amira, you sent a link that I posted on our Facebook page that actually dealt with that, and I appreciate you sharing that. Russell, this is what I'd like to do. I think what I'd like to do, Russell, let you and I be in communication with each other on Facebook. I'd like you to come on and talk about your book on another show. That way we can have you for the full hour. Amira's going to be on. And I like it.
Please go to my page, Russ, because I can't even believe you thought I was a man with that kind. Of view. You know what I mean? That's what I had to say. What you think, I'm a transgender? So I ain't mad. I love him. If I'm gonna be a man, damn it, I'm gonna be gay and I'm gonna be a transgender man. But I'm all woman.
She's all
woman. Go on over to my page and don't inbox me about no date. No.
Listen, that's what I want you folks to do. Mike, if you could inbox me your email address, and Amira, you do the same thing and get the information from Mike, and I'm going to send you a PDF of the book. So by the time we come on next time, you would have had a chance to look through and check it out, okay?
I'm not going to send you to the website
and all that stuff and tell you to buy the book. I'm going to send you the PDF. Okay, you can check it out.
Thank you.
We have an intelligent conversation.
Love it. Thank you.
Listen, thank you for calling in, man. We're going to be in touch.
Please friend me on Facebook again, Amira Ryans, A-M-I-R-A-H. My last name is Ryans, R-Y-A-N-S, and I am a stand-up comedian.
I got you. I'm writing it down as you're speaking.
So, Russell, thanks for calling in, man. We will be in touch. I'm definitely going to read your book, and I'm going to have you back on our show.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good night. All right,
you
love
you,
Amira. All right, bye-bye. All right.
Thank you, Dolly.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
So, Amira, I'm going to go to an amazing conversation. I'm going to go to a song.
Yes.
And, amazing conversation. We have set it off, everybody. Listen, if you are listening in right now, 646-716-7031, or you can click on our show page. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/NoRelevantRaw. Click on the link. You'll be listening. You can listen. Also, you can click on the link that I posted on Facebook. We're going to go to a song right now by J. Cole, Power Trip. We'll be right back. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Open all night.
Okay. me back when I was sleeping in my mama crib, or even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but a nigga may eat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same club that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bossed out, old six crying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you, my drinks spill on me, while I spill on you, I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you to want me, would you believe me?
And we are, we are, we are. Got me up all night. And we are, we are, we are. Oh, singing this love song. We are, we are, we are. Got me up all night. We are, we are, we are. We are, we are, we are.
She got me. Well, this has gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fucking be the longest bus ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask me how you get to college. College. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through with forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
Open all night, got me open all night, hey.
Yeah, everybody, we are back. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my phenomenal setting it off tonight on fire co-host.
Amira Ryan, the candy girl of comedy.
And tonight's topic, everybody, tonight's topic is African-American men and the challenges of dating. I want to thank Russell for calling in. Definitely going to have him back on the show. Said some very provocative. Those who are listening right now, you're listening live. You dialed in 646-716-7031. Listen, if you are enjoying the show, everybody, I would like you to message somebody on Facebook, email somebody. Give them the link to the show. Give them the call-in number, 646-716-7031, and invite them to tune in right now because we are just getting started. We have more to talk about tonight. Tonight's topic, African-American men and the challenges of dating. Amira, you know, as I have dated, there are some, and as I've talked to men about their dating life, there are some specific types of women that we encounter that, in my opinion, create challenges for us when it comes to dating.
I agree. I said that before. I said we ain't, you know, I ain't sit there and say it was all about men. Remember, I said we crazy and all types of loose and nuts and sight, you know. So it ain't only men out here. We have our challenges too as women. We really do. So do I. I ain't taking myself out of that equation at all. So do I. Have my challenges out here like everybody else. Sometimes we picky about this and not picky enough about that, you know. And sometimes, like he said, you got to accept people for their character more. And I think as black women, we should do that a little more with black men. I'm that type of chick. I definitely give a man, you know what I mean? I deal with a dude flipping a burger. But, like, again, once again, I got to know you, my man.
Right. And that's good. And you have to know that this person is your man and not your man and Karen's man. And Sandra's man, and Kamira's man, that is your man. And like you said, you ride with a brother on the bus, but that brother's got to be about something. And man, I want to commend that, because what you're saying is that you are willing to work with the brother while he's working on himself.
Right, but it's some women out here, and don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with them, who don't compromise like that, you know. And they don't only got to be black. It could be any type of women, and ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just who you are. That's what make us individuals. If it's a woman out here, on the other hand, that say, look, my man already got to be work. He got to have went to college, or he had to have some type of training and establishment, his own apartment and car, and you know, and all these things. That's their choice, and why shouldn't they have that right to expect that? And you know what I mean? On the other hand, I mean, if the other chick is willing to expect some character, like the dude said.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's their choice also. So
ladies, if any ladies listen tonight, listen, let me say this to all the ladies. You have the right, as the mirror is saying, to define the kind of man that you want. And then not to compromise until you find that man. Now, brother, you are approaching a woman. Then we'll get to the type of women that I have found that men encounter that create challenges with it. You got to respect where a woman's coming from. If you have a bachelor's degree and that woman requires a master's for her man, you don't have it. It's no sense in continuing to pursue that. Once you find that out, it's time to move on. You understand what I'm saying? If you're renting an apartment, and the woman that you are interested in requires a man who has a house, then it's time to move on. You know, on the other hand, if you meet a woman and she's willing to grow with you as you're growing, well, then that's something that can work. That said, I want to deal with these kinds of women, and there are about 8 different kinds of women. I'm just gonna cite each characteristic or each type of woman and just have a little bit of an explanation. You know, what about the woman who's the baby mom? Maybe your baby's mom. And you try to date, and you have a baby's mom. Now, that could create problems right there, because on the one hand, now, what's a baby mom? Now, to me, that's somebody you've had sex with, you've impregnated, she had your baby, but you don't want to be with her. Doesn't that create a challenge right there? I mean, what kind of message? And I'm not judging you, brothers. Understand, we're just talking. What kind of message does that send to a woman that you're good enough to have sex with, you're good enough to impregnate,
right,
you're good enough to have my baby, but you're not good enough to be with?
Damn.
Man, Claudette,
all the time. That's what all these reality and talk shows have made up all about. It's always me and my sister were talking about this the other day. I was like, yeah, well, any chance we get when they have a holiday or something, we'd be like, oh, we hope Maury coming, because we don't watch it during the day. You can't when you at work. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But I don't care. That's my dirty little secret. I love that shit. So ratchet. Love it.
Ratchet.
Why? Because they always run it. You always see the girl running when they say it ain't the father, but this when the dudes run. When it's the overweight girl with the bad wig and the one eyeball with the with the cane that came in on the train. You know that little cart that roll. They done had the baby is yours. They the dude running now. Oh, don't run now. No. You was laid up over there laughing when she was getting that SSI check.
You ain't
running in, boo-boo. You was laid up and all. Don't do that. Yeah, I get it. You're right. And dudes do. And that's the bit. And I'm saying it do happen. Let's face it.
Yo, and Nikki, I mean, what about that, Nikki? Nikki, who called him last week, just sent me a message.
Get right, get it right, baby, get it right.
Get it right.
Amira, this the real Amira, yo.
This the real Amira, the Candy Girl comic. So, Amira, you know, that's real. You know, that's some real talk. Brothers, that's some real talk. And again, we are not here to judge. I'm just saying, it sends a hell of a message to a woman, right? You good enough to brain me. You're good enough to give me head. You're good enough to let me hit it from the back. You're good enough to let me spread your legs over your head, all of that. You know what I'm saying? You were good enough to ejaculate inside of, to impregnate. You having my baby, but no, I don't want to be with you. You know what I'm saying? That creates, my brothers, a challenge when you seek to date somebody else other than your baby's mother. All right, how about this? How about this type of female? The woman with the baby daddy. Here's a woman who you're trying to get to know. You're trying to date. Maybe you're going past the dating stage and you want to be committed, but she got a baby daddy, my brother. That may be inherently conflictual unless she has helped him to understand what the situation is. How about this? I will not use the term gold digger because the term gold digger to me is played out as tired, although it depicts certain reality. What about the woman, and Amir, you said this earlier, the man who's searching for a woman to pay his bills. Brothers, what about the woman that's searching for a man to pay her bills?
Thanks.
Challenging.
They out here.
They
definitely out here, absolutely. And the baby daddy thing, some woman got the crazy baby daddy where, you know, you can't have a relationship. But this is the thing I also say about this. A lot of times it's because of the woman. I'm going to tell you why your baby daddy crazy. Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm going to tell you why, because we as women do this. I'll go with him. I'll go with him. He ain't my man, but y'all sneaking, sleeping together here and there. See, when you do that with a man, it's howling, screaming in the public. You don't go with, they crazy as hell. Now they stalking you, all right? That shit turned into some whole, don't I sound like I got experience firsthand?
You sound like talking from the script, man.
Don't I sound like an experience? All right? I'm telling you, that shit turned into some other shit. You don't want to go through it. But on a serious note, let's face it, when you got a baby, and it's because us women feel like, well, damn, he my baby daddy. At least I know him. I ain't got to get to know nobody. You know what I mean? We don't go together, though. I just gave him a little. And this nigga, they think that you his girl. He don't want to hear next week you went to the movies with so-and-so and left the baby with his mother. No, it's going to be a problem. You understand why? Because it wasn't defined.
You're right.
Again.
And Amir, you know, the funny thing is this. Let me give you a newsflash for any ladies that are listening live right now or listening to the archive. I'm going to tell you something. Any man who's sexing you feels like he possesses you. I'm just telling you, and especially, ladies, if your sex game is tight. Newsflash, ladies. And after this, you're going to go to the song and come back with some more of the types of female that men encounter. Ladies, newsflash. No man who you are having sex with wants to ever conceive of the fact that you are having sex with another man, because you know what he will always think about? Can this man sex my girl or my baby mama or my friend with benefits better than I can? So, ladies, you're running into problems. Men are inherently possessive when they're not as good. So, listen, I'm going to take a break right now. Let me listen to another song, Body Party by Sierra. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Fun too.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host.
I'm Mira Ryan.
Hey, we're back. We're here. And tonight's topic is African-American men and the challenges of dating. Before our musical break, I was talking about some types of females that we as men encounter that create challenges for us. And I'm going to run through this list pretty quickly. We have about 15 minutes left of the show, and I've enjoyed the conversation, as always, enjoyed your insights. And Russell, thanks again for calling in. Look, what about the possessive chick?
Me as well.
The possessive chick. I mean, listen, dude, you cannot, don't have any other females as Facebook friends. She goes through your cell phone. She wants the password to the lock on your cell phone. She wants it to be you and she together all the time. Forget all your other female friends. And I'm just talking to platonic friends. Forget about all that. She is possessive. She feels like she owns you. I remember I dated a young lady briefly a few months ago. And she said, Amira, she said this to me. She said, yo, I just want to let you know, I'm a possessive bitch. That's what she said to me. And I was like, oh, my God. But she kept it real. And again, I'm not calling her a bitch. That's what she said to me. I'm a possessive. She said, I am a possessive bitch.
She kept it real. And damn.
She kept it gutter, gangster,
okay.
That is in the BK, G'd up. All right. And brother, this, so what implications does that have when a woman
I'm gonna
tell you?
I'm going to tell you, with females that are obsessive like that over their man, it usually don't last long. And if it do, he cheating. I'm telling you. Why? When we run through, my thing is, if you open up Pandora's box, you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. I have never, ever ran through my man's phone, ever, unless he grabbed my first. I have one man, he grabbed my first. Now you want to run through phones, right? I never forget that. I never did that. I don't do that. I don't look for Pandora's box. And when you open, you're going to find some shit you don't want to see.
Right.
You don't even want to deal with it. And I'm just saying, it just is what it is. And on the other hand, women, as women, we need to have our own outlets. Go take a class.
Exactly.
Do something with your girlfriends. It's okay, because if he love you and y'all shit that strong, y'all going to come back together. And when you do that, have outside interests outside your relationship, it actually keep your relationship a little more interesting.
Wow, Amira, you know what? It's so funny, because this particular dating situation I was telling you about, it didn't last that long. It didn't, because, see, I will not be possessed by any woman. I will not be owned by any woman. And you know what? It's true. It didn't last long. As a matter of fact, when she told me what she told me, that was the beginning of the end. It was like a clock started, and the countdown to the end of that interaction began the minute she said that to me. So, Mary, you're 100% right. Ladies, brothers, what about the insecure chick? You know,
yeah.
If you, she's looking in the mirror, right? And
I can't stand them. They get on my nerve. I can't.
Yeah, she's looking in the mirror. Right, she's looking in the mirror.
They usually turn into drama. Insecure chicks are drama quit chicks.
Right.
They are. I know the insecure chicks. The insecure chicks, and I'm gonna let you have it.
No, go ahead.
Go back. The insecure, them the ones that's posting selfies all day. I'm sorry, yeah, I said it. You on there with your bra panties on.
Damn.
You taking your own pictures in your bikinis on.
Damn, girl.
You thirsty as hell. You insecure. You might even, and everybody, this is my thing. You ain't got a man, because if you had a man, he wouldn't allow you to do that shit. So you look thirsty and insecure. Because if you're secure with yourself, you don't have to do that.
Or Amira, the woman who every time there's another woman in her presence, She's looking her up
it's
and down.
A fight. She rolling her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
She nasty. You don't want to shake hands. You don't even want to say hello. If somebody in the room that look better than you, no. If this how I feel about looks and body shapes and all that shit, look, it's always going to be somebody out there that look better than you, and it's always going to be out there somebody out there that look worse than you. That's how I feel about me. Oh, yeah, it's some chicks out there that look better than me, and it's some bitches I look better than, goddamn it, okay?
Okay, I just want to let you know.
Yeah. Okay, and that's that. I'm just saying. So, and I can't stand chicks like that bring drama. When they insecure, can't stand another chick. No, come around. You ain't bothering me, because if this nigga Googling and goggling, you ain't for me anyway, boo-boo, and I'm glad you showed me your true colors.
Amir, I love it. I love it. Now, you got the insecure chick. You got the woman looking for a husband. She meets the man on Monday, and on Wednesday, she's looking for rain. And on Friday, she's picking out her wedding dress, and the next week, she's calling a caterer. I mean,
I've no girls like that. I know chicks like that. Yes,
no,
I
you,
do.
You know,
yes, I do. Every chick you named up here, I know a chick.
Yeah.
For everything you done said, goddamn it.
Goddamn it. because, and gentlemen, brothers, listen, that's a challenge, you know, and the question becomes, what do you do? This is why I'm listing these types of women. What do you do when you encounter this woman? What do you do when you encounter the psycho chick?
That's such a turnoff.
Yo,
that's such a turnoff to men. They run the other way. Those the chicks that go through men's, the chicks that's always looking for the husband. You marrying somebody, he said boo to you. That's I was just telling somebody, that's the reason men don't buy you drinks in the club no more. Damn, a man buy you a drink in the club. This chick think he got to marry. Now, when I'm in the club, motherfucker don't want to buy me a drink because you done yeah, messed the game up out here for the regular chick that ain't looking for nothing. Just want to have a two-step and go home with a cocktail. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody a cocktail. You bought me a cocktail and we had a dance. I'm good. I'm going home. No, these thirsty chicks that are looking for a husband because you bought them a drink in the club. No. I've seen chicks fight. Dude bought chick a drink in the club. He dancing with somebody else three songs late. So what? That's not your man. You don't even know his name. And you in here fighting the neck. Come on. I've seen it happen. I can't. Thirsty.
Amira, I gotta put it like this, Amira. You set this shit on fire. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the validation because, brothers, you're listening live, you've been listening to the archive. I'm telling you, these kinds of women exist. How about this? The woman with multiple men, see, the game used to work like this. Yo, son, I'm keeping it pippin'. Yo, my nigga, I'm keeping it pippin'. I got two women, three women, five women. But see, now women have flipped the script. Now you've got a woman, different men, and she's looking to make you number six or number seven. Amir, you know any women like that who have multiple
men? Yeah, well, not six or seven, but I know I got a girlfriend. I got a girlfriend. Real quick, and I ain't say no names.
Don't say no names now.
I got a girlfriend. We went on a trip one time, and she told dude, she was like, her phone was ringing, her cell phone. And we went down there, you know, she met these dudes. We went to hook up with some dudes or whatever. Yeah, you know, I mean, we all had a big party. So the dude she hooked up with, he was like, damn, my, your phone ringing. Who that, your husband? She like, no, this my boyfriend. Didn't I just say she was sitting in the dude face, her boyfriend on the phone, and she got her husband money down here chilling with some, Lord have mercy. I swear I got a girlfriend like that, and that's the truth. Yeah, I got a girlfriend like that. She don't give a damn and will tell you. I got a husband and a boyfriend, and what's up?
So now, brothers, I laid out these different types of females and that are challenging for us. It's challenging when we seek the date. What's the result? The result is a whole lot of us are afraid of commitment. We are, because we don't want to get stuck with any of these types of women. And then a friend of mine, shall remain nameless, it's what he said. He said, yo, man, these bitches are crazy. Now, I don't think women are bitches, but I got to quote him as he said. He said, yo, man, these bitches are crazy. So that's why I got to stay single. See, they're men who just have decided, I'm going to stay single. We can go out, but I'm going to stay single. I can buy a drink at the club, but we're going to stay single. We can do two-step, but I'm going to stay single. You can text me till my eyes roll up in the back of my head, but I'm going to stay single because, whoa, these women are crazy. What are we going to do? Man, we're going to take a quick song, and I'm going to do a short song, and then we'll come back and go sum this thing up. Let me see what I can play right now. Love, Hate, Fame, Wale, featuring Sam Dude. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
In the heart of city, that's what they told me. We put over 100, don't none of them know me. Son of a mother studying at UBC, sitting in a taxi cab with daddy roaming the streets. Seven hallelujahs, my sultana was clean. On everything I wear it, all the American teas. This old six, the most prolific in the DMV. Listen, when you get the keys, instead of them, you don't get the beef. Make a new one, get the pizza, get the peace. You gon' need more than Wikipedia to get to me. PG to Mo County, bet they all know about me. Every hood, every burb, I got superb balance. From the city that made me, love you forever for it. Hope you celebrate every moment forever and know it. You made me what I am, you made me what I'm not. They gon' love you a little different when you at the top. Worse, give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough, just touch, baby. What the f***, baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, baby. Hey, what's up? Give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough. Touch, baby, baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, baby. Thing in the end of love, love. City gets cold. As you reach your goals, you gon' meet you some foes. Having dinner with Leonis I'm dreaming to own. But for now, me and my homie see the bottle float. I'm trying to redefine the culture, renovate the soul. Woman in town, but I'm manifesting every goal. I see potential in John, talk to him once a week. Media targets in our city and this week. I lost a lot of friends, and they ain't even dead. When I was on my way up, why you ain't see stairs? Lord Father, if I opted to follow them, my heart would tear for my dreams, let me know that you had. And it's weird when I'm anywhere with too many heads. Tell us to never tell it until it's dead. How could you blame us, envy? We do the same thing for a living, know the same f***ers, but they all commend me. Champagne, I'ma spill it till we all fill up. Maybe it stopped me from giving a f*** about opinions. And probably not, but I'm temporarily out of physics. Since I'm supposedly propaganda to politicians.
Everybody, we're back. Last couple of minutes of the show. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host.
Sorry about that. I'm Mira Ryan. Sorry, y'all.
That's all right. That's all right. Listen, got a couple minutes before the show ends, everybody. I always like to end the show with some takeaways, some words of instruction, some insights for your consideration. Let me just run through this list very, very quickly. Six things. How do we handle the challenges of the baby mama, the woman with the baby daddy, the woman searching for the money, the possessive chick, et cetera? How do we deal with those types of females that we encounter? Well, first of all, bring your head before you bring your heart. Even in matters of the heart and relationships, God, brothers, we cannot bring our heart. We got to bring our head first. Secondly, tell the truth up front. I guarantee you, if you tell the truth up front, there will be less drama later. Also, and Amir, you alluded to this earlier, brothers, don't deny the warning sign. If you see a woman fighting off with another woman because you bought her a drink, and then you bought another one a drink, it's a problem. You see a woman a week after meeting her talking about engagement ring and envisioning the rest of her life with you, that's a warning sign. If you're ready to get married, you got to step off. Number four, this is going to sound moralistic and it's not. Protect yourself. Stay sex. I know that sounds old and cliche, but listen, unless you want to create a baby, protect yourself. Unless you want to run the risk of getting a disease, protect yourself. Five, know when to walk away. I had to learn that. Some women you need and I need to walk away from. If it's not for you, brother, walk away from. You can't check, like Jay-Z said, you can't change the player's game in the ninth inning. Now, finally, and I'll say the word P. All P ain't good P. Because some P, if you understand what I'm saying, some love and some sex, some vagina, has some insanity attached to it. This is Michael T. and my co-host, the Candy Killer Rock Comedy, Amir Ryan.
Amir Ryan, babe. Thanks, y'all, for listening.
Thank you for listening. Tonight's topic was African-American and the challenge today. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Good night.